Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldhand. Here is Zechus Bab Metzia, Daf Yud Alf. The first parak, Shneim Ochsin. This parak has been dedicated to the memory of Mr. Moshe Horn, Rav Moshe Manes ben Yaakov Yitzchak, by his children, Dvorah and Dov Elias. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Ra Osan Ratzin Achar Metzia. If one saw people running after a fine to acquire it, Achar Tzvi Shavur, after a lame deer, or after young pigeons that cannot fly, and he said, my field has acquired it for me, it has acquired it for him, since they cannot escape his field. If a deer was running normally, or pigeons were flying, his chatzur could not acquire them. Rav Yehuda said in Shmuel's name, his field acquires, provided he's standing at the side of his field. The Gemara wonders why, since Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina said, chatzur shel adam konelo shel madaito, a person's chatzur acquires for him even without his knowledge. It answers that this is only a guarded, meaning secure, field. But regarding a field which is not guarded, if he's standing at the side of the field, yes, it acquires it because he guards it. But if not, not. This distinction is supported by a braisa detailing the laws of shechuah. Point number two, this ruling was challenged from a Mishnah. There was an incident involving Rabban Gamliel and the elders who were traveling on a ship. And Rabban Gamliel remembered that he had produce at home from which Maisa had not been removed. Rabban Gamliel declared that a tenth of his produce, which he will later measure out, should be Maisa Rishon and is given to Rabbi Yeshua, a Levi, Umakama Muskarlo, and its place is rented to him so he may acquire the Maisa. Rabbi Kiva acquired Maisa Ani on behalf of the poor using the same method. Since the sages were not standing beside Rabban Gamliel's field, how could they acquire his Maisa by renting it? The Gemara answers that they were not acquiring the produce with a chatzer, but with the principle of agav, alongside the rental acquisition of his property. Rava asks why they did not utilize the kinyan of chalif in exchange with a kerchief. The Gemara responds, a meiser must be given, there must be a nesina, and chalifin has the appearance of a sale. And point number three, Rapapa explains differently how the sages acquired Rabban Gamliel's meiser without standing near his field. Das acheres makno son shani. It's different when another mind, meaning another person, transfers ownership of them to the recipient, and he can acquire it even without standing near the chatzer. He proves this distinction from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that one only acquires animals in his chatzer if he can run and catch them before they leave his field. Yet Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana held that regarding a gift, the recipient can acquire them with his chatzer even if he cannot catch them before they escape. Rapa was asked that a get is also given by a das acheres, meaning the husband, yet Ula taught that the wife must be standing near her chatzer for the get placed there to be effective. Ravashi answered a chatzer is able to acquire either as an extension of one's hand or as a shaliach. A chatzer cannot acquire a get, which is not necessarily to her advantage in a shaliach capacity. To operate as her hand, she must be nearby, similar to her hand. A gift, however, which is to the recipient's benefit, can be acquired with a chatzer as a shaliach, so he need not be nearby. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Ra Osan Ratzin Achar Metzia. One saw people running after a fine to acquire it. Achar Tzvi Shavur, after a lame deer. Achar Gozlo Shul Parchu, or after young pigeons that cannot fly. Ba'amar Zakhzili Sadi. And he said, my field has acquired it for me, Zakhzilo. It has acquired it for him, since they cannot escape his field. If a deer was running normally, or pigeons were flying, his chatzur could not acquire them. Rav Yehuda said in Shmuel's name, Ahusha Omed Betzad Sedehu. His field acquires, provided he's standing at the side of his field. The Gemara wonders why, since Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina said, chatzer shel adam konelo shel madaito, a person's chatzer acquires for him even without his knowledge. It answers that this is only a guarded, meaning secure, field. But regarding a field which is not guarded, if he's standing at the side of the field, yes, it acquires it because he guards it. But if not, not. This distinction is supported by a braisa detailing the laws of shechuah. Point number two, this ruling was challenged from a Mishnah. There was an incident involving Rabban Gamliel and the elders who were traveling on a ship. And Rabban Gamliel remembered that he had produce at home from which Maisa had not been removed. Rabban Gamliel declared that a tenth of his produce, which he will later measure out, should be Maisa Rishon and is given to Rabbi Yeshua, a Levi, Umakama Muskarlo, and its place is rented to him so he may acquire the Maisa. Rabbi Kiva acquired Maisa Ani on behalf of the poor using the same method. Since the sages were not standing beside Rabban Gamliel's field, how could they acquire his meiser by renting it? The Gemara answers that they were not acquiring the produce with a chatzer, but with the principle of agav, alongside the rental acquisition of his property. Rava asks why they did not utilize the kinyan of chalif in exchange with a kerchief. The Gemara responds, a meiser must be given, there must be a nesina, and chalifin has the appearance of a sale. And point number three, Rapapa explains differently how the sages acquired Rabban Gamliel's meiser without standing near his field. Das acheres makno son shani. It's different when another mind, meaning another person, transfers ownership of them to the recipient, and he can acquire it even without standing near the chatzer. He proves this distinction from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that one only acquires animals in his chutzir if he can run and catch them before they leave his field. Yet Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana held that regarding a gift, the recipient can acquire them with his chutzir even if he cannot catch them before they escape. Rapport was asked that a get is also given by a das echeres, meaning the husband, yet Ula taught that the wife must be standing near her chutzir for the get placed there to be effective. Ravashi answered a chutzir is able to acquire either as an extension of one's hand or as a shaliach. A chutzir cannot acquire a get, which is not necessarily to her advantage in a shaliach capacity. To operate as her hand, she must be nearby, similar to her hand. A gift, however, which is to the recipient's benefit, can be acquired with a chutzir as a shaliach, so he need not be nearby. Alright, so now we go to Siman Daf Yudalf, and our standard Siman is stars, because of the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The field owner wearing overalls covered in stars, standing by his open field, who said, when he saw people trying to catch lame deer running through his field, Zakzili Sadi, saw a bow with a huge star painted on itself, or a rabbi figured out how to give my Sarishon in his field to his Levi friend using Kinyan Agav, without realizing the boat's name was Das Acheres Machne. Once again, in slow motion. The field owner wearing overalls covered in stars. Stars? That must be more Duff. Yud Aleph. The field owner wearing overalls covered in stars, standing by his open field, who said when he saw people trying to catch lame deer running through his field, Zakzili Sadi, which reminds us, the next mission states, if one saw people running after a find to acquire it, or after a lame deer, or after young pigeons that can't fly, but Amr Zakzili Sadi, and he said, my field has acquired it for me, Zakzilo, it has acquired it for him, since they cannot escape his field. If a deer was running normally, or pigeons were flying, his chatzir could not acquire them. Rav Yehuda said in Shmuel's name, V'husha omen mitzad sedehu, his field acquires provided he's standing at the side of his field. So the field owner wearing overalls covered in stars, standing by his open field, who said when he saw people trying to catch lame deer running through his field, Zakzui Sadi, saw a bow with a huge star painted on its sail, where a rabbi figured out how to give Maisa Rishon in his field to his Levi friend using Kinyan Agav, which reminds us, the more brings the Maisa Rabbi Gamliel in a Sfina and giving Maisa produce that he'll take in the future in his field to Rabbi Yeshua by renting in the spot where the Maisa would be found. This works via Kinyan Agav and doesn't require Rabbi Yeshua to be by the field. So the field owner wearing overalls covered in stars, standing by his open field, who said when he saw people trying to catch a lame deer running through his field, Zakzili Sadi, saw a boat with a huge star painted on its sail, or a rabbi figured out how to give Maisa Rishon in his field to his Levi friend using Kinyan Agav, without realizing the boat's name was Das Acheres Machne, which reminds us, Rapapa explains differently how the sages acquired Rabbi Gamliel's Meiser without standing near his field. Das Acheres Machne Oysen Shani. It's different when another mind, meaning a person, transfers the ownership of them to the recipient, and he can acquire even without standing near the chatzir. So once again, the field owner wearing overalls covered in stars, standing by his open field, who said when he saw people trying to catch lame deer running through his field, Zakzili Sadi, saw a boat with a huge star painted on its sail, where a rabbi figured out how to give my Sarishon in his field to his Levi friend, using Kinyan Agav, without realizing the boat's name was Das Acheres Machne. Alright, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Hazara. Dav Zayin. So the Siman Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. While one arm guarded the basin had two people clutching onto different parts of a talus, way in the front of the line, to be seen, which reminds us, Rav Tachlifa of Eretz Yisrael taught a brisa, Shnaim Adukim Betalus, if two litigants are clutching a cloak, each claiming ownership, this one takes as far as his hand reaches, as does the other, and the rest of the cloak is divided evenly. Rabbi Avahu indicated that they must swear. So while one arm guarded the basin had two people clutching onto different parts of a talus, way in the front of the line to be seen, followed by a debtor and creditor clutching onto a star, where the debtor admitted he wrote the star, but claims he repaid it, which reminds us it was taught in the Braisa Shnaim Adukim Bishtar, if two people, a creditor and debtor, are clutching a document of debt, and the creditor says it's his, and he lost it and subsequently found it, and the debtor says that although the document is authentic, he already paid the debt and was given the star and later lost it, Rebbe says, Yiskaim HaShtar B'chosmav, the document must be certified through its signatures as being authentic. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Yelchaloku, they should divide the debt equally. So, while one arm guarded the basin had two people clutching onto different parts of a talus, waiting in the front of the line to be seen, followed by a debtor and creditor clutching onto a star, where the debtor admitted he wrote the star but claims he repaid it, the other arm guard found the star certified with a hempik and wasn't sure if he should return it to the lender because of a concern that it was already paid, which reminds us. The Braisa continued, Nafal Yadayin, if the star fell into a judge's hand, the Tanakhama says, Uyotzi Olamis, the litigants can never retrieve it. Rav Yossi says, Haru Becheskaso, it remains in its status as a valid star. Rav explains this means that someone found the star which was certified with a henpeck by a judge. The Brisa teaches that not only where the shtar was not certified, where the loan may never have been issued, but even where it was certified and the loan was made, it is still not returned to the lender, the chayshin l'perion, because we're concerned about possible payment by the borrower. Rabbi Yossi says the shtar is returned to the lender and we're not concerned it was paid. Dav Ches, so the simon Dav Ches is Chala. So here goes. The two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasna chala, that must be on Dav Ches. The two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasna chala that was lost, having in mind that both acquire it, which reminds us, in the case of two people picking up a cloak, it must be that each party lifted it, so both should acquire it, and such an acquisition is effective. So the entire cloak is lifted and acquired for both. Rava argues that even if one cannot acquire something for another person, here is different. Migo de Zachil and Navshe, since he's acquiring for himself, Zachinamu al-Khabri, he acquires for his fellow as well. Since the Kenyan is effective for himself, it's also effective for his friend. Rava proves this principle from the fact that if a shaliach steals on someone's behalf, the sender is exempt, yet if he steals for himself and his partner, they're both liable. So the two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasnachal that was lost, having in mind that both acquire it, before it almost got stepped on by a man leading a lost animal that another man was riding, which reminds us, more explains, in the case of a rider and a leader of a donkey. Rabbi Yehuda was uncertain if a rider acquires in the presence of a leader. Is the rider's kinyan superior, the tavi's bay, because he's holding it, or is the leader's kinyan superior because the animal moves because of him? So the two men who lifted the ends of a giant chasnachal that was lost, having in mind that both acquire it, before it almost got stepped on by a man leading a lost animal that another man was riding, overheard the man leading the animal say, holding the bridle of a lost animal does not acquire it, whereas holding a bridle when acquiring from another does. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Moser mechaveru kana, if one holds a bridle when acquiring from his fellow, he acquires it, but when acquiring a found animal or the possessions of a ger who died without heirs, he does not acquire it. He explained the meaning of the word Moser, ka adam ha-mosud davo chaveru, like a person who transfers something to his fellow. This explains Rav Huna's distinction, because although one acquires an animal from his fellow by receiving its bridle, the kamasu lechavre, because his fellow transfers it to him, but regarding acquiring hefker with a bridle, man kamasu ledelikne, who transfers it to him that he can acquire it. Daf Tes, so the simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The man drinking tea, that must be on Daf Tes, teapot. The man drinking tea while holding onto the bridle of the donkey as he rode it, while another man held the bridle. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Echad Rachub Chamor, if one litigant is riding a donkey, Echad Tafus B'Mosera, and one is holding the bridle, this one acquires the donkey, and this one acquires the bridle. The Gemara asks that the rider should also acquire part of the bridle, since it's an adornment and considered part of the donkey. Ravashi eventually concluded that this rider acquires the donkey and its headstall, which is the bridle segment over its head, Vizek Kanamasha Tafus B'Yado, and the other one acquires the part of the bridle in his hand, and the rest is not acquired by anyone. So the man drinking tea while holding onto the bridle of the donkey as he rode it, while another man held the bridle as he led it, told the man doing Mashiach of a donkey that he didn't acquire the box of teapots it was carrying because the donkey is a chatzim mahaleches. Which reminds us, we learn that if someone does Mashiach of a donkey, he does not acquire the kelim on it because a donkey is a chatzim mahaleches, a traveling chatzir. And even if it's stationary, it's invalid as a chatzir since it's able to move and thus different from one's hand, which is the source for the kinyan of a chatzir. So the man drinking tea while holding onto the bridle of the donkey as he rode it, while another man held the bridle as he led it, told the man doing Mashiach of a donkey that he didn't acquire the box of teapots it was carrying because the donkey is a chatzim mahaleches, which belonged to a wealthy man who just tried to acquire payah for his friend, who was poor. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes, whether a wealthy person can acquire payah on behalf of an ani, and whether we say to migos, we say, since if he wants, he can be mafker his possessions, rendering him an ani, and entitled to collect payah for himself, hashanami chazile, therefore now too, while he's still wealthy, payah is considered theoretically appropriate for him, migo de zaki lenavshi, and since he can acquire it for himself, zaki nami lechavre, he can also acquire it for his fellow the ani, although he cannot currently take payah. Daf Yud, so the simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden davening outside where each man was standing in his own Dalet Amos, davening he'll be Zoche, the Konosim Hefker, which reminds us, Reish Lakish Kuda Abba Kon Bardua, Arba Amos Shal Adin Konos Lo B'Kol Malkum, a person's Dalet Amos acquire for him anywhere. The rabbis enacted this to Lasi Lansui so that people will not come to quarrel when trying to acquire Hefker. So the minion of Yidden davening outside where each man was standing in his own Dalet Amos, davening he'll be Zoche to be Kona, Samhavker, was right next to a chatzar where a statue of a huge open hand and poster of a shliach were placed, which reminds us, Rish Lakish says that a katana does not acquire with her chatzar, nor with her dalet amos. Rabbi Yochanan says she does. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds chatz mishum yada is rabbi. A wife's ability to be divorced through placing a get in her chatzar is derived from her hand. Since a katana can be divorced by placing the get in her hand, it can also be placed in her chatzar. Rish Lakish holds, chatz mishum shlichus rabbi. The law of chatzar is derived from the principle of shlichus. Since a katana cannot appoint a shaliach, she cannot be divorced with her chatzar. So the minyan of Yidden davening outside where each man was standing in his own dalet amos, davening he'll be zoche to be kona, samefker, was right next to a chatzar where a statue of a huge open hand and a poster of a shaliach were placed, and which stole an animal that walked in as a shaliach of the chatzar owner when the owner shut the door, which reminds us. The Gemara objects to saying that chatzar acquires through the shlichus because a braisa teaches that one is chai for stealing with his chatzar, and ain shaliach dvar avera, there cannot be a shaliach for an act of transgression. Rava answers that this is only heked the shaliach bar chiyuvahu, where the shaliach is a liable party for such transgressions. A chatzar which is not subject to mitzvahs can even be a shaliach for an avera. Rav Sama answers the principle applies where if the shliach wants, he can do the shlichus, and if he does not want to, he doesn't have to do it. A chatzar into which items are placed without his consent operates for its owner, even for an avera. Two nafkaminas between these reasons are brought. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf to be machok is whether a wealthy person can acquire payah on behalf of a poor person? That's on daf. Test. Good. Number two. Which daf of the mice were gamuy on the boat enabling Rabbi Yeshua to acquire future mice of Rishon in his field via Kinyan Agav? That's on daf. Yidav. Good. Number three. Which daf did the question one grabbed the disputed talis in front of the Dayanim and the other litigant initially was silent and then later protested what the din is? That's on daf. Vav. Good. Number four. Which of the when the Rabbana enacted that one is kona what is in his dalet amos so people don't come to fight over Hefker? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number five. Which definitely when the Republic explains Rabbi Yeshua can acquire the Meiser Rishon in Rabbi Gamliel's field via Das Acheres Machnoi son? That's on Dav. Yudav. Good. Number six. Which definitely when two people are holding onto a talis at different parts, they take as far as their hand reaches and the rest is split evenly? That's on Dav. Zion. Good. Number seven. Which definitely when that we do not say that since one is suspected of stealing, he's suspected of swearing falsely? That's on Dav. Hey, good. Number eight, which definitely when the Rabbi Yehuda was uncertain in the case of Rachuv Umanig, where there's a rider and a leader of a lost donkey, whose kinyan is superior? That's on Dav. Ches. Good. Number nine, which definitely of the sugi of Takva Kohen? That's on Dav. Vav. Good. Number ten, which definitely the case of one standing by his field and saying Zaksali Sadi when he sees people running after a lame deer in his field? That's on Dav. Yidav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhart from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.